believe the whole world has gone crazy. Just a few people here that are saying you and me, and I'm starting to wonder about you. I'm Steve Gruber. Welcome to it on a Friday, January the 24th, 2020. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in Virginia, going after guns and the Second Amendment was just the first act. Now the far-left legislature targeting free speech and trying to silence those that have the nerve to criticize. Number two, China closing down entire cities, five now and counting, because of the new mutant coronavirus. Passengers literally being put in boxes and wheeled out of airports when diagnosed as having the bug, plus a case in Texas. And number one, seems Democrats are irritating key U.S. Republican senators, not to mention the public at large. They had hoped they would be able to break ranks with some of these Republican senators, get them to join them in calling for more witnesses, more document dumps. I guess accusing them of a cover-up didn't fly very well. Welcome to it on a Friday. Tick-tock, tick-tock. 284 days until Election Day, just 11 days now until they cast votes in the Iowa caucuses. Pretty exciting, right? Brand-new polling, by the way. Brand-new polling from Emerson this morning, a national polling. Joe Biden at 30%, Bernie Sanders at 27%, and then the rest. I think Elizabeth Warren was at 13, but it's a two-horse race now. It's Bernie and Biden. That's it. Bernie and Biden are racing until, of course, there's an upset of the apple cart in Iowa. We'll see what happens there, but it's Bernie and Biden right now. Another new poll from Economist YouGov you should know about to start your day. And this is an impeachment poll. And this poll has had a 15-point swing on the question of impeaching and removing the president. A 15-point swing since October. At that time, the poll found that by a 13-point margin, people in this country supported impeachment and removal. I don't believe that to be true. I don't think it was ever nearly that high, but that's what they claimed. Today, do not impeach, do not remove, plus two. A 15-point swing as a result of everything that's gone on. And why is that? Because people are worn out. People are worn out, Republicans, independents, and Democrats too. Let me give you an example. Let's go to bite number one. This is a 91-year-old lifelong Democrat, veteran, a guy who served his country, confronting his member of Congress because he is so disgusted by it. His member of Congress is a Democrat. Doesn't even matter who it is. This is just an example of what the people in the country think about what's going on. With bite number one, go ahead and roll it. Bite one.
Get rid of this impeachment thing. Get gone. I get sick and tired as a Democrat of these people fighting this thing like this. Why don't they get up and say, hey, Mr. Trump, we're going to put the wall up. Now he's doing it. The Democrats could have done this. We're going to put that tunnel under the Hudson. Why didn't they do it? They make me sick. And I'm a Democrat, and I'm sick. Trump is doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. You people could do the same thing. People like you, the leader. Think about it. And I don't mean to be rude. I love this country. I'm a veteran. The best country in the world.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. They're trying to get him off of there. At any rate, he goes on for quite a while. That's enough. Yeah, he goes on for quite a while, but you get the idea. And that's the flavor of a lifelong Democrat, 91 years old, served his country, voted for John Kennedy, voted for Democrats every step of the way. Get rid of this impeachment garbage. Get rid of it. What are you doing? You could be a leader. You could step up. And yet that guy, whoever that member of Congress is, doesn't even matter, will vote for, already did vote for impeachment, already voted for impeachment to send it over to the United States Senate. Oh, and by the way, the assertion by Adam Schiff and other House managers trying to prosecute the president in the United States Senate that any Republican that doesn't vote for more witnesses and more documents and more information is involved in a cover-up has really backfired. It's really backfired for him. Let me give you an example on that. Lisa Murkowski, one of the four or five Republican senators considered to be critical for the Democrats to flip if they want witnesses, if they want more documents. Lisa Murkowski is key. Remember, she was the only Republican that voted against the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. Lisa Murkowski kind of a middle-of-the-road Republican. Some would call her a rhino. And she comes from Alaska. A little surprising, right? I know. But Lisa Murkowski said she was offended, completely offended by the assertion that somehow she's involved in a cover-up. Also coming to light, she called the president here a few weeks ago to say, I don't hate you. I don't agree with you all times, but I certainly don't hate you. The president made a comment about Lisa Murkowski saying, I think she hates me. I don't think she likes me. I think she hates me. She called and said, no, Mr. President, I don't hate you. I just don't agree with your policies all the time. And when you legislate, that's your job. You're going to have disagreements along the way. It has nothing to do with like or dislike. It has to do with, I think this policy is best and that policy is not. And so she cleared the air. So Lisa Murkowski might have a better relationship with the president than people first thought. In fact, she said the conversation was charming and he was very pleasant and nice and funny. So keep that in mind when you think Lisa Murkowski might be the first to tip over. I think Mitt Romney probably leads the pack on the first one to tip over because he is so lost and so weak-willed, actually. He was going to be the guy that's going to go fight for us, right? I remember. Now, the folks over at Breitbart have done us a favor today. The folks over at Breitbart have taken the first couple of days of commentary from the House managers, the Democrats, trying to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. They've taken the first couple of days and boiled it down to 30 or 40 seconds. It's Adam Schiff. And they've boiled it down to Adam Schiff and his take on everything Trump, right? You might be a little surprised by what you hear here because I thought we had dispelled of this myth, of this rumor, of this problem, of this notion, but apparently not. It's still alive and well inside Adam Schiff's mind. Let's go to bite number seven. Bite seven, here's your compilation from Breitbart. Thank you, guys. Bite seven.
Russian activity and disinformation.
Russian military agency, Russia alone, Russian forces, President Putin's Russian expansionism, the Russians. The Russians. Russia. The Kremlin. The Russian. When the president said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, they were listening. Russia.
I think you get the idea. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that we dispelled of the whole Russia collusion hoax when Bob Mueller failed to return anything of interest in the Mueller report. Remember, the investigation, I'm looking to the wall here. I've got it tacked up there. The investigation did not establish that the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. That was page two. Page two of the Mueller report did not coordinate with the Russian government. And yet here's Adam Schiff, Russia, 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 the Russians, Vladimir Putin, Russia, 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 Russia. Enough, Adam. We're all past that. Old news didn't happen, didn't come together. You have no case. If that's your assertion, you are woefully out of step. Woefully out of step. At any rate, we've got that going on, so you're covered there. Also going on, the coronavirus, suspected in College Station, Texas, at Texas A&M, a student there coming back, potentially with the virus. We're waiting to have confirmation here today. More straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you could also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know why.
Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
We will not be an easy